reason for the second biggest oil crash. On Monday, 9th of March, crude oil prices saw the second biggest crash in history post the 1991 war between US and Iraq. Prices of oil on Monday fell as much as 30% to hit a low of nearly $30 per barrel. The main reason for the fall was the price war launched by OPEC countries on Russia. But how did it all start? In 2015, the crude oil prices dropped from over $120 to less than $30 per barrel in a short span after the US discovered the shale gas. This was the time when the two major oil producers, OPEC and Russia, entered into an alliance called OPEC Plus. Here, they decided to cut down on the oil production to 2.1 million barrels per day. This helped oil bounce back to price levels of around $55 to $65 per barrel. They laid a roadmap of slowly increasing it to 3.6 million barrels per day by the end of 2020, maintaining the price stability. On Friday, during the OPEC Plus meeting, which took place in Austria, Russia was very clear on breaking the alliance and coming out of it. Russia believed cutting down production would give a great chance to US to increase its market share in the oil industry, as US can fill the gap between demand and supply through shale oil production. On the other hand, after Russia broke the alliance, Saudi Prince launched a price war against Russia by cutting the prices by $4 to $6 per barrel to gain the highest market share and dominate the oil industry. This triggered uncertainties and fear of actions that may be taken by other oil-producing nations. This resulted in crude prices tumbling down to $33 per barrel, which is almost 30% down overnight. How will India benefit out of this? India is a major oil importer. It approximately saves $10 billion or rupees 70,000 crore on every $5 fall in crude oil prices. The recent fall, where crude oil prices fell almost $14 per barrel, will help India save close to rupees 2 lakh crore, which will give the government a chance to reduce its deficit by a pretty good margin.